Hey, listeners, the episode you're about to listen to is from a live recording we did on October 22nd in Louisville, Kentucky. Obviously, most of you did not have a chance to make it. So before we jump into the episode itself, I want to thank the sponsors for that event and for this episode. First, I'd like to thank David C. Cook for their kindness and the efforts that they put in to support that event. If you go to davidccook.com, you can find two of my books, you can find one of Ted's books, and you can find a whole variety of other great publications there. We'd also like to thank the Christian Standard Bible. CSB is a new translation from Holman Bibles. It's actually the one that I use personally. So I love this. I use it probably not daily, but often. And I love its readability, its accuracy. And I even use it with my kids and they find it understandable as well. So go to csbible.com to check it out, to read it, to get your questions answered, to see who was involved in it, and even to order it for you or church leaders, maybe for your church. We'd also like to thank Hector Lagaris and Lagaris Roasters, the makers of the delicious Happy Rant signature roast coffee that they provided for the event and that you can order yourself if you go to happyrantpodcast.com. You can find a link there. Lastly, we'd like to thank Resonate Recordings, the fine folks who do the editing on this podcast, who did the audio at the live event, made the whole thing sound as good as it does. That was no thanks to Ted, to Ronnie, or definitely not to me. So thank you, Resonate, for pulling that off. Now, without further ado, here's the episode.
Hey, welcome to the Happy Rant Podcast. I am Ted Kluck, joined, as always, live in Louisville by Barnabas Piper and Ronald J. Martin. And boys, thank you.
Baby, it's good to be here.
You're beautiful people, all of you. And I just want to thank Sojourn East? We're at Sojourn East.
You know what? East, west, north, south. I don't think it really matters. You know what?
Baby, I want to thank Sojourn East, and here's why. Okay? When you're a renowned speaker, just kind of on the road a lot like we are, you become accustomed to certain things. Okay?
That's true.
And I put a couple very specific things on my rider. One of which was, I was just real firm up front. You like to have these conversations up front with a venue.
When you have to be very specific in your rider, because otherwise, if you just do general things, they may have missed some details. So the specific
they
things, those peculiar things.
I think the word is specificity. Is that a word? If it isn't, I just made that up right now. I like that.
So those are the things that prove that they're really following the rider's instructions.
So boys, here's what I put on the rider. I said, I'm not speaking in a venue that doesn't have a bronze bust of John Calvin.
Absolutely.
And I'll be darned if they didn't produce
Absolutely.
One.
Absolutely.
Okay, so let's clap it up for Sojourn East.
Yes. Let's give it up for John Calvin while we're at
Magnificent
it.
Magnificent son of a gun, John Calvin.
They even named, so this church has multiple congregations that meet here. They even named one of them Calvin. I think that was like an extra acknowledgement of your rider and Reformation 500.
It's incredible. The other thing I asked for on my rider, guys, and I know you know this, was I just like a little space to do a little like metal shop work and a little woodwork, okay? And they gave me a little alcove out here. So if you haven't seen it, I want you to take a right, kind of past the food, and go to the little alcove, and you can see a project that Big R and I worked on this afternoon.
I mean, there's not a lot of entertainment going on tonight. That's going to give you guys something to look at and enjoy.
It involved a retro saw, some tree stumps.
Yeah.
I think there was a wood pallet involved.
Just a big saw where you need two people.
And then
a
gigantic meat hook.
Pipe, you're describing my church right now, dude.
Yes. Exactly. Well, do you have meat hooks in your church?
No, we don't have any meat hooks. Okay. We would never do meat hooks
at
the church.
Yes, that's gauche.
We're not Baptist. We don't do that.
And the last thing that I was able to produce, thanks to Sojourn East, was just a little sheet metal signage. So if you go all the way down the hall and then take a left, you're going to see some nice, like, curved sheet metal signs, because I would never want to see my boy's name on something that didn't look like repurposed scrap metal, okay? Because that's how we do.
Baby, who else's name is on there? Somebody in the front here.
Yeah, Big M, Melissa Martin. Let's clap it up for Big R.
Big M right here in the front. That's what I like to see. I want to see some acknowledgement right there.
It's strange to acknowledge a woman in a Reformed church, but, you know, we're breaking the mold tonight, aren't we, boys?
Okay. She's feeling uncomfortable about that now.
It's okay for us to acknowledge it. She may not say anything.
Ron, do you want to just interpret what happened for her?
I might, because there's no doubt that she is literally the most complimentarian person, like, in this room right now, right?
Yeah. That's a beautiful thing.
There's a Southern Seminary student in here who just took that as a challenge, however.
Yeah,
so.
I know.
Careful.
I get that.
Boys, just because we're making podcast history doesn't mean we don't
have... Did you just say pothead history?
It's a little Freudian slip. I thought it was live in Boulder, you know? That show's going to look a lot different.
Maybe that's next year, but we'll talk about that later.
Actually, the venue's going to look exactly the same.
Right, exactly. Bet,
we have podcast history being made, of course, but we also have business to take care of because we are a business program, and that's how we keep the doors open, as it were, at the Happy Ranch.
I should recategorize this on iTunes to like business and money.
Yeah, kind of a leadership
whatever
podcast.
We are now.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know if all businessmen get free sheet cakes wherever they go, but I do. So
is that in your rider as well?
I'm enjoying that. That was in the rider.
Yeah.
Pipe, why don't you tell us about our sponsors?
Oh, Pipe, this is me and Big T's one of our favorite.
I know.
Parts of every segment is hearing
sponsor
you
read.
Vamp on books that you've never even looked at the cover of.
You know what looked at, though? The appearance of the author.
That's the first thing we Google. And then we figure out what the book is about well enough to say some things. No, we have two primary sponsors tonight. One is David C. Cook. They have provided most of the food that you are enjoying tonight, other than the coffee, which was Heklagaris, a longtime partner of this. So big thanks to David C. Cook. A publisher who Ted and I, although he couldn't remember this, Ted and I have both published with David C. Cook. So
Dave.
They
just tell
Dave.
Me how that feels. Just tell me what that feels like.
What, publishing with David
over
C.
here
Cook?
Feeling
Dave,
so lonely.
If we see Dave, we'll say hello for you.
Yeah, say hi to Davey for me when you get a chance.
Dave's been a good friend for a long time. And the other is the Christian Standard Bible. If you are sitting in a chair, which all of you are, you would have found one there. That is a gift to you from the Christian Standard Bible, Holman Bibles. It's a new translation released earlier this year, and take it, read it, enjoy it. If you go to csbible.com, you can check that out. Those of you who are in church ministry should strongly consider using it in your church because it's awesome. I use it. That's the one that I use for daily reading. So take that home. If there are extras left over afterwards and you know somebody you'd like to give it to, snag one and take it with you. So there you go.
Snag one and take it with you. Did you hear that gold right there, Big T?
I did.
Snag one and take it with you. I mean, that just rolled off the tongue. Like Mrs. Butterworth syrup, man,
really
of which
did.
I cannot have any right now.
That's right.
It really did.
It's not part of the whole 60.
Yeah, no. Mm. Baby, I want to talk about something you can have, though, if you want.
Oh, I would love that.
But I don't think you want to, and I don't think I want to. And I want to talk about it. I want to talk about why.
Okay, let's talk.
I want to talk about this.
Oh, baby, I don't want to get into that right now.
Hand one of those down here.
Baby, that's a sore subject for me right now.
I know.
I need to have one in hand. Ooh, this is exciting.
Well, we have shrink-wrapped in our possession.
The sound you hear.
This is one of those business deals that gets made at the 11th hour. I don't know how these showed up on my set, okay? I wasn't a part of this, but
they were in my rider.
Yeah, we're supposed to give these away tonight.
I mean, okay? T, correct me if I'm
wait,
wrong, but I don't remember
here who are
seeing
excited about this.
I don't remember seeing any of our names on the front of that DVD. Do you?
Yeah, I don't remember being
did
in
I
this.
Miss that? Like, which do I need to put on spectacles so that I can see if our names are on that
my
right
real
now?
My real issue with this is that we're not in it.
Is there any other issue to have with that?
No other issue.
Who's on that? Can you read off those names for us,
Baby,
Big
I'm going to read the names, and then I just want to suss this thing out, okay? I want us to work through this thing together. I want to let the healing begin. Okay, so we got a little show of applause by how stoked you are about each person, okay? We got a little Sproulie, a little R.C. Sproul.
All right, well, you know.
All right,
senior.
The king.
Not junior, senior.
Senior,
that's
of
the
course.
Original, the original model.
Well, we got to make that distinction
now,
Pike.
Get, with this well, junior stuff, of course it's senior.
Easy, clarifying, pal. Clarifying.
Okay, now we've got somebody that I used to know. KDY. Kevin DeYoung.
KDY.
Show of applause if you're stoked about KDY. A little more tepid, but... It's okay. Shylin.
Yeah, Shylin. There you go. Shylin. I think they're a little disappointed that it actually says Kevin DeYoung instead of KDY. Like, if they just put KDY, it would have been
That just shows
harder.
They don't know him like we used to know him.
That's right.
His street
like,
name.
Like he used to know him.
They don't speak to him once every 5 years like I do.
Oh, it was really 5 years ago.
They don't have
ago.
That kind of relationship.
Baby, that's not bad. I thought we were going on like
it's
a decade
we're going,
with
that we're actually right. going on more of a decade.
I mean, you know.
It's okay. Okay, this next one, Big R, you're going to like this one. Okay, Paul Washer. Very, yeah. Really worked
Ooh,
up, man.
Somebody likes angry
isn't,
columnists.
Isn't Washy kind of like the mad guy? Washy's like the... like he's
Washy's
like,
that guy.
But like he's like the dude that like everybody says is angry. Then I clicked on one of his vids one time because Drisky's out of the picture now, so I wanted to hear a little anger.
Drisky not out of the
hang
picture,
on,
but
hang
we'll
on.
Get to that.
But in my mind, Drisky's out of the picture, and so I clicked on a little Washy, And everybody said, oh man, he's coming down, you know, he's like coming down with the heat. And the guy just like, he's
coming down off the anger?
I mean, he must be coming off the anger because there was nothing angry about it.
Dude, I'm not going to lie to you. If I was starting like a high school JV football team with all these
Would you hire
dudes,
Washi?
No, Washi would be the first guy in the drill.
Oh, all right.
I'd be like, we're going to do a little Oklahoma, a little Nutcracker on day one, and I'm bringing Washi up.
All right.
And who's squaring off against Washi?
Does Ronnie know what an Oklahoma drill is?
No, it's when
you know what? I'm out of here. I'm done.
We're going to do one later. We're going to do a little Oklahoma later, but when we talk about concussions.
All right, keep going down the list, man. We got Washi. Who else do we got?
Dude, we got a guy. I swear to gosh, I've never heard of this guy before. I wouldn't know him if you walked in there. You helped me with this.
Oh, well, okay, Matt, let's throw it out there.
Joel Beakey. I don't know this Joel Beakey.
Oh, Joel Beak.
Do we know him, Joel
Beak? There's a very disappointed
who knows
seminarian.
Who knows JB out there? Clap for JB.
That's JB's mom is in the back row.
There's a very ashamed hand.
Mrs. Beakey, I'm so sorry. Wait, your son is so sweet.
Is that Joel back there? Is that you? Okay.
That's
he's
the beak
here.
Right there.
Sorry about
that's
that.
That's what you call Joel if you know him like we do, the beak.
Yeah, the beak. I know it was the beak. You know.
I know it was the beak. That's how I know him.
I know Joel Beakey by seeing his name on books at academic conferences.
Yeah.
It's thrilling. he puts his name on books about Puritans, and each book is 332 chapters. They're,
so like
they're
us,
volumes.
Basically. He's like, one of us. He could be the fourth guy in the booth.
All I know is that Beakey's on the front of this Blu-ray, and you are not, and neither am I.
Maybe I need to write more books about Puritans that are 7,000 pages long.
All right, boys, I'm going to keep
going, man.
The
we're almost to the end.
Now,
tell me a name I know. Beakey.
Next, we've got a name that you know, because he's blurbed a lot of my books, although I've never met the guy, and I wouldn't know him if he walked in the room. Ligon Duncan.
Oh, Lig.
Lig. Big yes. Lig, man.
Oh, man,
Lig's
that's a
solid dude.
We are a Presbyterian church. He deserves some applause, right. Just for locale.
I'm clapping for Lig.
Lig.
Okay.
Sprinkling with Lig.
The next, doesn't the next guy play running back for the Patriots?
Yeah, he's been banged up a little bit this season, okay. But he plays a little running back for the Patriots. It's James White.
I have no idea what you just meant by that.
Yeah. Kind of a third down back. He can do it all. He can catch a little bit. He can run a little bit.
But for about 8 games a year.
About 8 games a year.
That's exactly what I was just going to say. 8 games a year.
You're not going to have him the whole time. And then finally, this one.
Oh, is this who I think it is, maybe?
Baby,
this one. This is the sore spot right
this
here.
This one hits a little close to home, Pipe. I'm not going to
lie. But why does it hit a little close to home? Why don't you suss that out for everybody, why this name particularly hits a little tight?
Baby, it hits close to home because I don't feel like this gentleman, whose name I'm about to say, is any more famous than we are. So I don't know for the life of me why. I'm just being real. I'm being authentic. We're in a Sojourn church. We're doing life together. Okay.
We are doing life.
I'm doing life with all these beautiful people right now. And I'm coming real with the fact that I don't know why Joe Thorne is in this picture.
Oh, Thorning.
And I'm not.
Somebody tell me. What did the makers of this movie owe Joe Thorne that they had to give him a cameo?
Did Joe Thorne's dad produce the movie?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know.
Because the last time I checked, it wasn't Joe Thorne who wrote 2 books with KDY 20 years ago. That was Big T. All right? Boys.
Pipe, we got nothing for that. I mean, that's undeniable commentary right there.
And his,
we got
and
nothing
his,
for that.
And his podcast isn't more popular than this one either, so it's just...
Whoa.
His podcast, D&D?
Yeah, I don't know.
Dude, he has a
never
podcast?
I've never heard of it.
Dungeons and Dragons podcast, or whatever it's called now. I don't know what he's doing.
Beards and Beard.
Dude, I used to play that in middle school.
Wow.
Good for Thorny.
Yep, it's nice
Boys,
to make it.
I would love to move past this, baby.
Well, here's how we're going to move past it. We're going to move past it by getting these things off of our set and just out of our lives, okay?
All right.
And I'm going to do that by giving them to some of these lovely people here in Louisville. But I want to, before I do that, I want to give these out as part of a celebration, okay? And I know... And you know that you guys have been celebrating Reformation 500, the 500th year of the Reformation, for what, two and a half years now? I feel like we've been
there was like a pre-party in 2011, and then like multiple parties since.
Dude, the after party is going to be in like 2021, you know? I want to know, okay, first off, we need to give these out.
Yes.
Okay, so I want to know who brought the flannel lined, not quite sad khakis for Big R. Let's. What's your name, big fella?
Jared,
let's clap it up for Jared. Jared, come on up and get your Calvinist thing. Yeah, okay. Jared, would you like a Blu-ray or a standard DVD?
So I actually already own this film.
Whoa.
He already owns it.
Whoa. Jared. Dude, hold on, brother. Come here.
Jared, also known as Joe Thorne.
When he says Jared,
Jared Thorne.
Is this Jared
Kevin.
Wilson? J-A-R-R-I-D Wilson?
The other Jared Wilson?
No, not. Brother, he just still wanted, he wanted to hop up here.
Not
really
hipster
quickly,
enough.
Yeah, yeah.
He's all not right. hipster enough so, to be the other Jared Wilson.
I'll bequeath my film to someone else.
Oh, dude, it's getting all medieval Jared. Right now. Yeah, all which right. one do you want?
I'll take the DVD.
All right, there you go. All right, let's clap it up for Jared. No, it's a good impulse.
Jared Wilson.
I like where your head's at down here.
J-A-R-R-I-D.
All right, now, when I think of khakis...
Jesus swagger.
When I think of khakis pipe, this is what I think of.
I think of classics. Those are classics.
A little cuff and a little pleat.
I would never wear those.
Okay. What brand are those?
Huh?
What brand are those?
These are... Let's have a look.
It matters.
Joseph A. Bank, baby. Ooh, these are nice.
Those are your grandpa's khakis.
Dude, this is Joseph A. Bank, and it's a little traveler's collection. Okay, a little traveler's collection.
That means they weather well in a suitcase.
Yeah.
Somebody understands the highbrow nature of our program, finally.
Somebody understands our business.
They understand our business.
The travel, the rigors.
Right.
Right?
I would never wear those things, but I'm glad they came from Joseph A. Banks.
Exactly. So I want to know who brought these beautiful baby khakis to the table. Show of hands.
Joe Beaky in the back there.
JB, let's clap it up for
the
JB.
The Beak. Give it up for the Beak.
We call him the Beak. Other people call him something else. Yeah.
Now, Beak, please tell me you don't have one of these because it's starting to get awkward.
I mean, sorry.
You do. You do have one. All right. Which one, man?
What's your real name?
Dude.
Sean.
Give it up for Sean. Thanks for coming, Sean.
It's our guy. Huh? Okay. Some producer, Ronnie Martin. We're going to hold the rest of these till Q&A. I like it, baby. No, I like you taking
When you've made 35 records, you tend to kind of produce a little bit, Big T.
Always just producing.
Throwing it
You're
out
always
there.
Always producing.
Always producing.
No, does anybody here have all 35 of Ronnie's records?
Guys, give us a minute. Baby, name one track off one of those records just so that we can keep this whole thing real right now.
Christmas Socks.
Oh, look, I just tongue-tied right now. Tongue-tied. Not a lot of, I'm going to leave it right there. Let's carry on.
Yeah, no, you guys are doing a marriage panel tomorrow at the Sojourn Conference.
We're sussing out some of the issues we're having right now.
Wow.
Because there's a heart right now that's beating really, really sadly after that comment that just got made about my record.
It was rough.
It's tough, right. Baby.
Carry on.
But whose wife is in the audience? You know?
Yeah, big R's.
She supports you.
Right.
That's what I'm saying. I just want to mediate right now.
Yeah, I know. Double K would be here if she could.
She would. Yeah.
But, you know, I know.
She's here in my heart.
Right, she is here.
Boys, I want to talk about one last thing, and it's something that, Ron, you and I brought this up in the metallurgy room at Sojourn East before the program.
Gosh, such good times in that room already.
I feel like when we're shoulder to shoulder and we're working on metal projects, that's when the real magic happens conversationally.
Yeah, there's a lot of magic with what you're about to say.
There's a ton of magic because you asked me very earnestly. We hadn't seen each other in a long time. It's been a while since... Pipe and I have hung fairly recently. We're closer together geographically, but Big R, it's been a few years.
Tell them about Toledo, the last time we hung out for the last book we wrote.
Tell them about Toledo. That sounds like a track off one of your albums.
I would never use the word Toledo for a song title. Carry on.
Real quick, baby. I just want to give people a peek, just kind of behind the curtain of the excess and the decadence of our industry, of the book business. Sometimes, you guys... you get to go to really, really glamorous cities, cosmopolitan cities like Toledo. Okay?
Yeah.
You get to go to Toledo. You get to stay at the Radisson downtown. You get to have a little bowl of tortilla soup, which at the Toledo Radisson, I'm going to give away industry secrets there from a cooking standpoint. But
we're all ears.
Their tortilla soup is just a cold can of Campbell's tomato with some crunched up Doritos in it and half an avocado.
He's not lying. That's literally what it was.
Yeah, so that's what we ate in Toledo. It was
glamorous.
That's
because we had the budget.
Yeah, we had the
budget. For the book we were writing.
Yeah, we had the budget. We had the excess and the decadence. So afterward, sometimes when you're writing and you're just, you know, you're on your vintage hipster typewriter and he's across the room on his and everybody's clacking away and, you know, I'm just like, can you pass the coffee? And you're like, of course. Sometimes we just need a little break, right? So we took a walk and we went out into the city that never sleeps, baby, Toledo. And the energy in that place, you could cut it with a knife. Am I right?
We haven't written a book since.
We haven't written a book since. When you've been to that mountaintop, Big R, you don't try to replicate.
No, you
don't. You know what I mean?
No.
So we took a walk into Leeds, and we walked down by the local baseball stadium where the Toledo Mudhens, AAA affiliate of who? I'm going to put you on the spot here, a little sports trivia.
I mean, that would be the Cleveland Indians. I have no clue what I'm talking about.
Okay, yeah, me neither. It's the Yankees, right?
I think it's the Yankees. It might be the Tigers. I think it's the
Yankees.
I appreciate
that you know that.
Yeah.
Yeah, of course. Tigers, like we said, it's the Tigers.
We just said Tigers. Yeah. They win a DVD.
And it was American League at some level.
Two teams that I can't stand. So
we walked down by the stadium, and we were approached by a gentleman who he must have recognized us from the Christian book business, is all I can tell. But he gave us two box seats to the Mud Hens, and we were like three rows up off the field.
You just walked up, and he was like, gentlemen,
I know.
Yes.
I feel
it
like
happens.
I feel like it was
providential. You guys
what happens when you write books that people don't buy.
That's right. That's
I know about that. I'm good at that.
I think the
nobody's
three of us
giving
are good
me
at that.
Tickets.
I think the three of us are all
that
very
was a
good
magic
at that.
Moment.
It was a magic moment.
Yeah, it was
but,
a magic moment.
Big R, I say that to say this. I want to talk about if you could pick, because we've talked about the glamour of the book business, any company to sponsor you and give you a merch deal, because I'm sure that's coming. If this show gets any bigger, we're going to be outfitted for the next one of these head to toe in each
in
of
Joseph
us
a.
in our,
Bank, yeah.
our competing you know, merch deals and companies.
Yeah.
Who would you want your merch deal provider to be?
Mm.
What are you looking at? I'm going to go with you first, resident man of the cloth, Ronnie Martin.
Baby, this is what I'm going to roll with. I'm just going to I'm going to do a little promo right now, even though they're not giving me a dollar. Okay. All right, I'd go with the red tag. Go with Levi's.
Oh wow, a little
that's
under
right.
the
that's, what I got that's right. very American.
Let me do a little modeling. Promo.
Little under the radar company, Levi's.
Little
maybe,
yeah, right.
Maybe you've heard of them.
Burgeoning company. I think yeah, they're on the I think they're on the upswing.
They're in a real growth curve right now.
So I got
now,
my little Levi's my Levi's bomber here.
Mm-hmm.
Got a little Levi's, and I would show you where the tag is on this, but let's just keep it clean here today at the.
Not have a pair of boots?
Very skinny? He's getting very.
And I did have a pair of Levi boots in my car. I decided not to wear those because my second most requested, merch sponsor would be Adidas.
Mm-hmm, Adidas. Yeah. I like the Adidas, baby.
Yeah, thanks,
those are nice. Are those suede?
You know what, man?
Can I feel?
Okay, feel them. Yeah. No, they're just pure leather.
Oh, those are nice.
That's great audio right there.
Yeah. It's radio, not television, baby. Describe the leather.
Oh, the leather. It's orange.
Okay. Good. Pipe, what about you? Dream merch deal.
Man. I would say Red Wing boots, but I think that's just being where I am is infiltrating my mind.
Mm-hmm.
I like those, but that wouldn't be it.
Pipe, do you have a pair of Red Wings?
I do have a pair
Why
of Red Wings.
Why didn't you wear those things tonight, man?
Because I failed.
Guys, give us a minute.
Yeah.
Why didn't you wear those things tonight?
I failed. I have no excuses.
Oh, my gosh.
Pipe, do you not love the Red Wings as much as you thought you would?
Yeah, that's kind of what I'm wondering now.
No, I do love them. Here's the thing. The pair that I bought it's a hunting pair of boots is what it's designed for, which means it's a little bit insulated. They're super comfortable, but when it's 80 degrees outside, they make your feet sweat.
Yeah, but
something
you don't,
fierce.
You don't wear something because they're uncomfortable. You wear something because they're the right thing to wear, right?
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
Right?
Yeah. Good impulse.
Pipe doesn't
again.
Like that. That's literally foreign language, man. That's New Testament Greek to Pipe right
no,
now.
No, I feel like there's a third way here. I feel like there's a third way. You've created a false dichotomy.
Already, but not yet.
I don't even know what false dichotomy means. Yeah. I should know that,
course,
right?
Because you are the one wearing a jacket in 80-degree weather, too, so I'm not sure.
You know what? I don't wear a jacket because it's too cold. I wear a jacket because it's the right thing to do.
I've seen this guy in multiple jackets in, like, 110-degree weather. This is nothing for him.
Well, it just goes to show that he's way cooler than I am. So
I never said that. His words...
Yes. I would pick, let me think. I think I would go with either Under Armour or Eddie Bauer.
Under Armour.
Wow.
Pipe. Under Armour stuff is the most comfortable.
Yeah.
It's just comfortable.
Are we talking about the tight stuff, like the lingerie for men kind of thing?
Ronnie said to keep it clean.
Kind of like Jamie Foxx on Any Given Sunday. Right?
That's right. Jamie Foxx. That's right.
Any Given Sunday.
Yeah.
Right. Willie Beeman.
No.
Willie Beeman.
We're keeping it clean. We're not getting into lingerie for men. No. Like... They're all of their athletic gear is super comfortable, but I think I would go with Eddie Bauer because I love all their outerwear. So jackets, fleeces, vests, sweaters, all of it.
I
awesome.
Love that you just said that, man. It just shows how different we all are.
It's diverse.
I love
okay, middle-aged white men. We're so different.
I have a question for the audience. I mean, no, maybe I fit this category perfectly. Somebody told me Eddie Bauer. They're like, oh, that's old white dude clothes. True or false?
Yeah.
Next
okay,
topic,
the 12-year-old,
Next topic.
The 12-year-old in the Sandlot hat back here thinks that's true. Your dad wears it?
Pipe, you're a dad? Are we going to argue about that right now?
And I'm sure I look
We're
better than your dad
here.
In it. So.
Eddie Bauer, dad wear for men.
Is
Eddie
it?
Eddie B.
What'd you say?
dad wear for men.
Go to eb.com.
You know what? Because of those comments, I'm doubling down. Eddie Bauer it is.
All right,
dude, I bet.
Dude, there's a reason why we get box seats when we're in Toledo.
That's right. They put pipe up in the bleachers.
If I wore camo joggers, I could get box seats too.
All right, fair enough, Pipe.
I did not.
I'm going to go easy on you right now for that.
All right. Pipe, does your Ford Explorer have a little cursive Eddie Bauer underneath the driver's door?
I drive a Jeep. It's
sure
a Jeep.
Do.
It just looks like all American.
Baby, talk about your merch deal right now.
Baby, my merch deal, I'm going to go in the Wayback Machine a little bit. All right, I'm going to turn back the clock, and I'm going to go mid-1980s. There was a sports apparel company called Pony.
Pony? Classic.
Dude, I'm looking at Pony from the mid-1980s. I want to have some turf shoes, okay? Some AstroTurf shoes, some high tops, and some track suits. All right, exclusive track suits. I'm going to wear them without a shirt.
The monochromatic.
Monochromatic track suits, primary colors.
Okay.
Medallions, no shirt. Okay.
Baby, I wear an Adidas tracksuit like every other day.
Are you heavy on the chest hair?
Like, is that weird?
No, I'm not real heavy on the chest hair, Pipe.
Can
I'm not going to lie.
Can you pull off the no-shirt tracksuit thing unless you...
I feel like I'd have to get some chest hair extensions. You know, I'd have to...
How often do you do the no-shirt thing,
I'd have to do a little... Never.
That's never.
It's just a bit, baby. It's because he doesn't have tracksuits.
Yeah. It's because I don't have the tracksuits, or I'd be doing them every day, you know?
Baby, no, why are we talking about merch sponsors... we want to have when we have one.
Oh, so interesting.
Oh.
Big R, man of the cloth. That? Way to bring it back around.
Let's bring it back around to what we do, which is business.
Baby, talk about our merch sponsor.
I'd rather have the master do that. I don't even feel like I should speak into those.
Sitting at the feet of the
such
master.
Things. Right, yeah, exactly. This is when me and you be quiet.
That's right.
Are we talking about missionary? I wasn't really paying attention.
I think so,
okay.
Yeah.
All right. So, yes, we're
doing a show right now, Pipe. I suggest you.
Sorry, you guys were singing about Willie Beeman and discussing chest hair extensions.
Well, that's cool because now you know how I've felt about all the sports apps that you guys have done ruthlessly for the last 2 years. Carry on.
Although, Willie Beeman
only,
is an
only
athlete.
When you're traveling across middle America and we can't reach you because there's no Wi-Fi where you are.
Fair enough.
They're glad we have those things settled. Missionalware is the sponsor they were referring to. We have some of their swag right out those doors. Not anything you can wear because we didn't know what sizes all you lovely people would need. But if you go to missionalware.com, you can find a whole line of happy
all smalls.
Stuff.
They're all scrawny like Arn. Like our boy here.
Oh, I love being called scrawny. Say it again, Big T.
Scrawny.
One more time.
There are a couple people here who might be offended at being called scrawny. Some burly gentlemen. But yes, go to missionalware.com, find all the Happy Rant stuff. There are t-shirts, there are moleskin notebooks, there are all sorts of cups and mugs and Yeti style stuff. Would either of you guys ever want a sponsorship from Yeti? Like, I don't totally get the Yeti thing, but is that something that...
I don't know from Yeti. All I know is the tumbler that we have, and it's about the size of
a
toddler.
Is it a Yeti tumbler?
But I mean, like, Yeti is
like
a brand
6 days worth
of coolers
coffee.
And mugs and stuff that it's... Let me think. It's sort of like, you know, like the Beats by Dre brand?
Yeah.
That's like a brand. It's like that for
Dude,
rednecks.
Wait a minute. I thought our missional tumblers were Yetis.
They are Yetis, aren't they?
I thought they were Yeti branded.
I don't think they're
Happy
Yeti
Rant
branded.
Missional. Guys, give us a minute here. I thought they were like.
Business talk.
I thought they were literal like missional, like a Yeti brand, like tumblers from missional wear.
They're Yeti-esque.
You know what? Guys, do not buy those. If they are not Yetis. Do not buy those.
Buy them all. They're half the price of an actual Yeti.
Big R, let's get Jeff from Missionalware on the phone. Can we get him
on
the
phone? Can we do that right now?
Do we have that technology here in the studio?
I think we do have that technology. It's called these, you know?
Let's get him on the horn. Let's leave him a message.
Good luck getting a hold of him.
And he'll call us back in about 6 months, okay? That's the dynamic of the group.
Baby, what are you going to do in the last 4 minutes of our app? That's
what
I want
to know. Last 4 minutes of the app. I'm on this, baby.
I know you're on it. I'm just cueing you.
I want to answer a common question. Okay, there are certain questions you get in this business when you have a very successful podcast. This is something that Joe Thorne wouldn't know anything about. But we do.
Because he's playing Dungeons & Dragons.
He's playing Dungeons & Dragons all day.
This boy Jimmy Fowler or whatever that guy's name is.
Yeah.
Jimmy Fallon.
Combing beard oil into their faces.
Whatever, man. Whatever. I don't want to talk about them. I want to talk about us. One of the questions that I get frequently on the street, because I don't know how it is for you in A-Town, but for me, I can't go out anymore. Without getting inundated with fans of the Happy Rant at the grocery store and what have you.
Yeah, life has become difficult.
It's become tough and difficult. I'm not complaining. I'm just kind of sharing from my heart what's going on with me.
Fame has its burdens.
It does. Yeah. But one of the questions that I get frequently is, why, Big T, do you say Rachel the Hell Devins at the end of every program? Okay, common question. Yeah, let's clap it up for that question.
Us and Rach. Let's talk about Us and Rage for a few minutes, Big T.
Us and Rage. We have some history with Rage.
Hashtag
is
Us.
Is that another track from one of your albums?
Us and Rage. No, I would never use that. No, my titles are far more whimsical.
Gotcha.
Piper, you have the longest tenure on this program. Okay, you've been on the show like 1.5 more episodes than I have.
That's true.
You're a founding father of this program, which is something that Ron and I can't.
Well, I'm the new kid. I've been the new kid on the block.
The new kid on
we're
years.
A bit of a blended
still
family.
Still getting his feet wet, you know.
Still getting my Adidas wet.
Yeah, still getting your Adidas orange leather shoes wet, as it were.
But those are suede. Don't get them wet.
Yeah, let's chat about Us and Rage, though.
Yeah, no, I was getting
there's
there.
There's a backstory. Producing. I'm assuming you're getting to the backstory of this.
There is a backstory, but Pipe, because you're the longest tenured guy in the program, I want you to give the backstory of how this whole Rachel the Held Evans thing
came. Yes.
So when this program started 3+ years ago, I can't remember exactly how long, it's been a very long time, Stephen L. Trogi, who you may have heard come up on the show in recent episodes, he came to me and said, hey, you have a good sense of humor. He thought he had a good sense of humor as well. And so we should do...
As it turns out.
We should do some videos. So like we just jumped on and did just talking into the camera. And then some people were like, the videos are funny. At least Barnabas is. Why don't you guys just move it to audio so I can listen to them in my car? So that became the happy rant. And after May, yeah, it was no more than a week or two, Steven said, this would be great with a third person. I know this guy named Ted. Does he actually know you, or did he just have your phone number?
He would never know you.
He was
in that phase of that relationship phase where he was trying to use me for all of my contacts in publishing.
That's a very long phase for him.
It's a long phase, but I think it's safe to say it's over now.
Okay.
But so we're in the thick of that phase, and you know how exciting it is in that phase. I mean, you're talking, you're asking questions. You know, the eye contact is really good. I mean,
sparks
exciting.
Are flying.
Sparks
Hearts
are flying.
Beating faster.
So he asked me to be on the program, and we came on. And then what's the history with Rach?
Right. So at some point, because we did similar things to what we do now, which is riff about things in church culture, Rachel, I can't even say her name properly. What is her actual? Rachel Held Evans. That's right.
That's her.
Okay. You have twisted me, Ted. So
I forgot.
Her name came up, and Stephen treated her like Voldemort. Like the she who shall not be named.
Because they had a big Twitter battle, didn't they?
I mean, Stephen's always picking fights on Twitter. Surprise, surprise. But yes, so they had some knockdown drag out online, and he was like, I'm never talking about her. She who shall not be named. Mm-hmm. And so for the year...
No, he was real earnest about it, though.
No,
he was real earnest.
He was like, no, guys, we can't talk about
what,
her.
Trogue's earnest?
No, nothing. No topics she raises, no issues she's part of, no nothing. Yeah. She's not... She is
like a
blacklisted
gag on,
from this podcast.
Exactly.
And so... Ted and I didn't talk about her for like a year and a half until Stephen went into rehab. And as the story goes.
And then Pipe, and then what happened? Big R came on.
And the show exploded.
Yeah.
And that's the first part
just
of it.
Just skyrocketed.
Right. I'm just trying to get the important details in here. And now I'm going to kick it back to Ted because that's the backstory. And honestly, I don't remember precisely how we moved into the
RTHE. We did it during pre-show prep.
Okay.
Yeah, I was in a production meeting at one point.
One of our lengthy production meetings. Sensitive.
And I said, boys, I feel a certain sense of freedom that I didn't feel a couple of weeks ago because it's like there's been a burden lifted and there's something that we can talk about that we weren't allowed to talk about before on the show.
It was like therapy.
It was therapy.
It was like we were doing therapy at that point.
It was cathartic. I was just getting some things out. So...
Sometimes you have to verbalize things in order to sort of release them.
So the deal was we needed a new sign-off because Trogs' thing was always, we've wandered to and far, which isn't even the saying, but whatever. So he would always say, we've wandered to and far, until next time, peace the heck out. That was Trogs' thing.
Right.
So we needed another sign-off, and I think I just like came up with it on the fly, until next time, Rachel the Held Evans.
It was a moment of inspiration, is what that was.
You know, in the entertainment business, things are just flying at you so fast.
Oh, it's
like you don't even know.
Yeah, it's big.
When you're in the moment, you don't even know what you're doing. You know what I mean?
They don't even have the capacity to understand what we're talking about.
It's tough. Yeah, it's tough if you haven't been on this.
That's
side
what I mean.
Of
if you haven't like been in the moments, reeling from the creative
in that kind
juice.
Of zone.
More things Joe Thorne doesn't understand.
Like I'm not going to sleep for 6 days because of this. You know, that's
6 days.
Yeah, that's the kind of zone I'm in. Always 6 days.
Well, baby, why don't you give us that sign-off, man, because we've reached the end of our road.
We have. Always producing, Big R. Thanks for keeping us on task. But so that's the genesis of Rachel the Held Evans. And until next time, Rachel the Held Evans.
The Happy Rant is brought to you by Resonate Recordings. If you go to resonaterecordings.com, you can see the full range of services they offer. So if you're considering starting a podcast, they are the ones we recommend going with. Again, go to resonaterecordings.com to see their prices, to connect with them and ask any questions, and to see what they can do to help you launch, edit, master, and improve your podcast. Again, go to resonaterecordings.com to see what they can do to help you launch and improve your podcast.
If you're tired of parenting advice and news headlines that are more confusing than assembling IKEA furniture, we've got just the podcast for you. My dear friend Abby and I are here to help you navigate the parenting roller coaster.
Should your kids be on social media? What should you tell a friend facing an unplanned pregnancy? These are just some of the many questions we tackle on our podcast.
Subscribe to The Real Deal of Parenting wherever you find your podcast.